The gossip that everyone will be talking about. It's the Showbiz Top 5. Brought to you by Ovation Cell Therapy Hair Care Systems. Go to OvationHair.com and select the Kid Craddock Morning Show at checkout for a special discount. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Number 5.
Well, as expected, Insurgent, the second in the Divergent series, was number 1 at the box office this weekend. Took in an estimated $54 million its opening weekend, which was expected. But they thought maybe it'd do a little bit better because, you know, the stars of the movie have had such a great year. That Miles Teller guy, you know, it's just like their stars are growing. They thought maybe it'd have a bigger box office, but still fine. It was number 1. Last week's number 1 was Cinderella, and now it's in second place with $34.5 million. Run All Night, that's Liam Neeson's movie.
Yeah.
It's third place, $5.1 million, just over that. And then Sean Penn's The Gunman, a disappointing $5 million opening for fourth place.
Ooh.
They
were
introduced by Harry Styles more than 3 years ago. It looks like they might have gone the distance. I mean, if you're with a guy in a boy band for over 3 years, come on. But
right?
One Direction's Louis Tomlinson and Eleanor Calder have broken up. Actually happened a couple weeks ago. They didn't want to make a formal announcement until it had some time to really sink in. One of Louis' friends told People magazine he's really upset about it all. The source said they tried really hard to make it work, but it was just impossible. He's away for 9 months a year, and they just grew apart. She's a student. She can't be just traveling all over the world for him. And if they're meant to be,
later.
It will work out later.
Yeah.
It's
3.
Been over 6 years, but Chris Brown is officially off probation for assaulting Rihanna.
What?
The judge overseeing Chris's case made the decision at a hearing Friday, ruling Chris that had finally satisfied the conditions of his sentence. They closed the assault case against him. Chris immediately tweeted afterward, "I'm off probation, thank the Lord," and lots of exclamation points.
Right.
Kourtney Kardashian, while her man's away getting help for his alcohol problem, she's hosting a party in Vegas over the weekend because these people have no brain. They have no brain.
Why would you?
He's an alcoholic, and how he makes his living is he hosts drunk parties.
I know.
You know, dad kills somebody, it's an accident, and the girls show up at a rock concert that night because they're on the red carpet. These people have no common sense. So Kourtney Kardashian, my baby daddy's getting help in rehab. I'm going to host a booze fest in Las Vegas. I can't. I can't even. Anyway, so she tells
decision.
People magazine.
Kelly literally can't even.
I can't. So they ask her, you know, how's Scott doing? Oh, he's doing well in rehab. She said he's learning so much about himself and growing. So that's really amazing to see. She said when he's working on himself, it only betters our relationship, blah, blah, blah. So Scott, he checked into this place called Rhythmia Life Advancement Center. It's in Costa Rica 1 week ago today.
Uh-huh.
Radar Online has found out that Scott actually signed a deal. He's being paid to stay at this Rhythmia place.
No
Because
way.
What have we been talking about?
Yeah.
So he's doing an appearance in rehab.
What's he hosting, a water party?
Are you hearing what I'm saying, people?
My goodness.
He's being paid to appear, and he had to agree to stay for 1 week in order to cash his paycheck. His 1 week's up today. Everybody says after today, he's going to get his check and he's out. He did his appearance in Costa Rica.
I mean, this is rehab.
This is a
paid appearance,
dude. You got to take it seriously.
It was a paid appearance.
Is anybody going to take Rob Kardashian seriously? Because this is number one story.
Number one.
So last week, it was Rob's birthday, and Kim Kardashian posted a picture from way back, because Scott was looking good. He was healthy. Everybody was getting along. They were celebrating Rob's birthday in Las Vegas.
Right.
And she captioned it, "Happy birthday to my one and only brother, Robbie. I remember this Vegas party of yours like it was yesterday. I love you so much and can't wait to share so many more memories with you." And then lots of little emojis of hearts and Kiki Riri and whatever. Well, Rob didn't respond until yesterday. First, he deleted all of his Instagram photos. He unfollowed everybody, but then he ended up following everybody back.
He always does that, by the
way. Yeah, he does that a lot.
Constantly
he's following
deletes.
30 people now, including his family again. But he did delete everybody. And he posted one picture for his 2.7 million followers. And that would be the blood-covered, murdering character Amy Dunn from Gone Girl.
Wow.
And he captioned it, "This is my sister Kim, the bee from Gone Girl." And he still hasn't taken it down.
No, it's still up. But
and
he
you know
her.
That
he's owning it.
People are telling Rob.
Yeah, people were saying,
"Rob, can you take it down?"
Publicists were like, "I think he got hacked."
I'm surprised Chris Jenner doesn't have access to other Instagrams. Mm-mm.
No, he's changed that password. You know that. But you know that's what's going on. This is a media PR nightmare for them. Or is it? Because we're talking about him. I don't know. Mm. Rob's really, I don't think he's forgiven. I think Kim was the tipping point when he left her wedding because he didn't want to wear the suit. Uh-huh. He couldn't fit into the suit or something for the wedding.
I feel bad for Rob. I really do.
It's terrible. He is going through a major depression. His sister, Chloe, said that he's not in a happy place right now. She feels like he'll get back to his happy place. But he is not in a happy place right now.
No, not at all.
And he apparently is directing all of his venom toward Kim.
He didn't like the fame.
Well, by doing this, isn't he feeding into it? Can't you just let somebody else in your family have the fame and just do your own thing?
I get it. Yeah. You could.
Siblings do it all the time.
I don't know. Anyway, that is your Showbiz Top 5.
Thanks, Kelly. An hour ago, Sheila Llewellyn won $610 with Beat the Bank. Could have been more.
Could have won a little bit more.
Could have won more.
She played it safe.
That's a lot. That was a chunk of it.
Up to $1,000 could be yours when we try to beat the bank again next.
MTV and the Kid Craddock Morning Show are giving you an experience you won't soon forget. A seat at the 2015 MTV Movie Awards, hosted by Amy Schumer. Just listen to play Movie in a Minute all this week. One lucky winner and a guest will be off to sunny LA for the ultimate VIP weekend. Plus, 10 others will get an award-winning espresso machine by Nescafe Dolce Gusto, so you can make your own favorite coffee house drinks at home. And don't miss the MTV Movie Awards, live Sunday, April 12th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on MTV, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.